The next case is Cincinnati Bar Association versus Eric Lamar Emerson. Mr. Gary.
Good morning, Mr. Chief Justice. May it please the court. I'm here representing the Cincinnati Bar Association in an attorney grievance matter against Eric Emerson. The issue before the court today is our objection to the recommended sanction imposed by according to the Board of Commissioners. In this case, we have Mr. Emerson, who was admitted as an attorney, I believe, in 2000, and in the latter part of 2006, early 2007, roughly a 5-month period, the Bar Association received 4 complaints from his attorney, from his client, excuse me, regarding his conduct in handling their affairs. We went to a hearing last September, and at that time, the panel found that there, and we are not disputing any of the facts found by the panel, found that Mr. Emerson had neglected clients, and he had failed to cooperate in the investigation and prosecution of the grievance. The panel recommended an indefinite suspension, which is what the Bar Association requested. However, after that, the Board of Commissioners recommended that there be a 2-year suspension, 1 year stayed with 1 year of monitoring.
Mr. Gearing, let me expedite this.
Sure.
We have a difference here between the panel, which, as you said, recommended indefinite. The board, for some reason, recommended 1 year or 2 years with 1 year stayed.
Correct.
And your argument is that indefinite would be appropriate because here's a person who has a pattern of misconduct, of ignoring the Bar Association's attempts to have him respond. He's not responded here. And that why would we let someone back in the practice without having to prove that he is fit to practice under the definite suspension? It's much easier to be reinstated than it is under indefinite suspension.
That is correct, Your Honor. You've summed up our position.
It seems like a perfect case for an indefinite
really
suspension,
good,
frankly.
Much better than I am at this point. Yes, thank you. We would also point out that there are a couple other factors, too, that since the hearing, this court has also imposed reciprocal sanctions on Mr. Emerson from Kentucky disciplinary cases. And so not only do we have the 4 clients in this particular matter, we also have those 3 other cases that originated in Kentucky, in which this court has already imposed those reciprocal sanctions. And in each of those situations, also we had Mr. Emerson, who did not cooperate in those, abandoned clients, neglected clients, left them hanging. It's a similar pattern that goes all the way through. If you take both the cases coming out of Kentucky and this, we have a total of 6 clients, 7 cases. He did not cooperate in any of them. There's been findings to that effect in all of them, and we believe that the appropriate sanction is an indefinite suspension. This court has repeatedly said when attorneys engage in this type of conduct, that's the appropriate sanction. I believe we can rest on that unless there's any questions coming from the court.
Counsel, do you know what is the status of the respondent today? Is he suspended out of the Kentucky suspensions?
I have to go back and check because, I'm sorry, Your Honor. The Kentucky sanctions were, the first one was a public reprimand. The second one was a 61-day term of suspension. The third one was 181 days. This court just last week imposed reciprocal suspensions of 61 and 181 days. Thus, today, I believe he's suspended. Now, when he can get back in Kentucky, I'm not sure of that date when that runs because those have been around. I think the last one was January of this year.
Thank you.
Counsel, if we impose an indefinite suspension, do you know what that will do to his Kentucky availability of to practice?
I think it would be reciprocal.
It is also reciprocal for that.
They have a similar, and I don't want to be an expert on Kentucky disciplinary matters, but I believe that we're looking at the same procedure would happen there as has happened here. It would get certified then to the court there, and I believe that would be imposed also at that time.
Thank you, Mr. Gehring.
Thank you, Your Honor.
The respondent has not filed a brief, so waives oral argument. The case is submitted. You'll be advised of our opinion.